Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Generation, but the derivation probably is better. A focus of Tuesday. I can think of it as the Moody Blues tune, Tuesday Afternoon. Do we? Am I the only one here who knows that song, or do we have
what song?
Tuesday Afternoon. That's a Moody Blues song. No, I'm not going to sing it because then you make
the one time he doesn't want to sing, Jen.
I know.
I'm happy this. Yeah, don't be shy. Jennifer Horn is here, not to be shy.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
That's Snooze Fest. I don't know it.
Yeah.
I mean, Snooze Fest is a great song.
They're a little trippy and, like, kind of background music, but...
The Moody Blues?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
They're very low energy.
No, they aren't. As a matter of fact, I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. Will you please, Phil? They're hardly low energy. They have a great variety of tempos, if you will, to their tunes. They have probably a dozen top 10 albums.
So I guess this is how you get going, right?
Right.
All right, well, I've never heard this.
All right, so you better crank it up, info. So.
Oh, man, what am I doing? Even their rock stuff is crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't picture you liking this, though.
I know. It's really strange.
It's, yeah.
She okay, also likes it, which I never knew who ELO was until I worked here.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you a little background. Justin Hayward is a lead singer of the Moody Blues. He and I became friends at Uri Geller's wedding about 20 years ago. He was sitting behind me. Megan and I were in attendance along with pretty much every... Anybody who was anybody in England at the time, because Uri lived in England. So David Frost was there, Andy Lennox, Dave Stewart. You can go through any number of people except for the Queen that was there. Michael Jackson was the best man. It was a fest, and then some. But the Queen did give us the next day. Michael Jackson, Uri at the time, owned a football club. So Michael Jackson went down to the football stadium with, I've told you this story before, the Queen gave us, the group, Michael Jackson, Uri, and group, her train to go from London down to about a three-hour ride down to where the football club was. It was a complete circus, but it was very entertaining and a lot of fun. And so Justin was, and I didn't even know who he was. I happened to be sitting with my daughter on one side and James Whale, who's probably the best-known talk show host in England, on the other side of me. And he introduced me. They were talking, and we had a great conversation. Very nice guy and genius when it comes to movies. And soundtrack. He does lots of soundtracks for movies and stuff. But in the 60s and 70s, the Moody Blues had one hit after another, after another, after another. If you want to have a concert of the Moody Blues sometime, we won't do it now, but then you'll... probably recognize most of the tunes. Whether you think it's a snooze fest or not, that's
are they
up
also
to you.
Knights in White Satin?
Yes.
Okay, that's very slow. And then there was one song from when they kind of had like a comeback. There was a song that I actually really liked. I think it was in the early 90s, maybe. Wildest Dreams or something. It was very good, but it's also mellow.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're mellow. They're called the Kings of Classic Rock because of the variations, and I'm sure that. We could spend all this half hour going through the Moody Blues. As long as we're into the music thing, something I didn't acknowledge but I thought was kind of interesting was LL Cool J being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a rapper, but is also well known, although I think the two of you, I think Jay's there as well. I don't know if she watches the NCIS. There's a trilogy of NCIS shows, and NCIS Los Angeles is he and Chris O'Donnell are the stars of that. It's quite
they're cute together.
They're very good.
I haven't seen the show, but I've seen them interviewed together, and they seem to be very close friends.
They
it's
are.
Cute.
They're great friends. Yeah, it's great. It really is. So anyway, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you want to counter with some of that music? How about if you want to call this music?
That's not boring, by the way.
Yeah, that's not boring. Now I'm awake.
Yeah, this is more my jam. Isn't that funny?
It's not
Which
your jam?
What do you like from him?
Oh, this is way more my jam. Like, I am much more pop, hip-hop than I am classic rock or rock. I always have that. Like, yeah. I think Coldplay is boring. I can't stand them.
I mean, they are low energy. Yeah.
I know.
You see, I like Coldplay a lot.
I know. This is what I mean. It's just, it takes.
Well, energy, and music is not necessarily all about energy unless it's something like an Elvis Presley song that's an upbeat song.
I hate Tom Petty. Like, I can't stand. I admittedly have terrible taste in music. I just don't like anything that's not.
According to whom? That's your taste in music.
I get it. You don't like that 70s album rock. I don't either. That's like kind of that yacht rock thing. Yeah, I don't like that at all. The Doobies and, it's all way too low energy. You like all the low energy stuff.
I love the Doobies. All right, so we can have a concert here.
I appreciate it, Victor, because I feel like some people are always like not very fast to agree with me on that, because I think it's very, like, you know, it's very in style to enjoy. Like, Tom Petty's a genius. Ugh.
Right.
Sounds like, you know, it sounds like he's starting a car
every
time
he sings.
I'm not a
Petty fan either.
I know. Like, I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Right, I think Jay likes Tom Petty.
Sorry, Jay.
Huh? Yeah, I love Tom Petty.
Well, there's Mac.
So does
Mac.
Mac
apparently
Mac
is really
Mac
offended.
Very offended. Mac is very offended by your words right now.
All right.
I always thought Tom Petty was kind of borderline country, so it makes sense that you would like him, too.
Really? Yeah. All right, so beside LL.
I mean, Jay. I'm talking to Jay.
Oh, shoot.
She likes country, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
I do, too. I love country, but gosh.
Apparently. Jennifer Lopez and Eminem joined LL Cool J when he was being inducted. Let's see. He also got the Musical Excellence Award from Dr. Dre. Let's see. Who else was inducted? Tina Turner, Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, and Todd Rundgren. So you can see that November 20th, the special on HBO about the induction ceremony into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And just for measure, here is LL Cool J, whose real name is James Smith, but LL means Ladies Love Cool James. So you got a piece of this?
It's my favorite piece of trivia.
I know.
LL Cool J, yeah, I like that.
So if you don't know what that means, it's code for Ladies Love Cool.
Okay.
I was not going to say it, Jen. I'm glad.
So this weekend, daylight savings time begins, if I have my dates correctly.
This
so
is the
annual debate.
Yeah, this one's okay. You gain an hour on this one.
I know, but it still messes everything up.
Oh, it's
just
terrible.
Knock it off.
Absolutely.
It's not working.
It's
I get why
earlier,
we
needed
it. We just don't need it anymore.
No, we don't. Mm-mm.
It was all developed because of the farming, the agrarian aspects of our existence, and it's like school vacation in the summertime, not necessary anymore either.
I'm a sure.
McGregor.
You're an McGregor, and you don't care, do you? You don't want it.
What? You're talking, I don't want daylight
savings time. You don't want it anymore, do you?
No. I don't want it.
It's terrible. Does. But I'm thinking, you get jet lag and don't even get to go anywhere to get jet lag.
Right.
It's awful.
Oh.
I mean, isn't the day after this? So after we spring forward, that's the most deadly day of the year. People have heart attacks, car accidents.
Yep.
It's like it's
and
ridiculous.
Actually, you know, it's funny because not funny, haha, but bizarre.
Strange.
On the West Coast, you guys, Jen, be extra careful because they just did a 2020 study last year, and the risk of fatal traffic accidents increases by 6% on the West Coast. It's the highest where you guys are. There are all kinds of sleep studies that show that you have an 8% higher risk of having a stroke in the 2 days after the transition from in the spring. People with cancer are 25% more likely to have a stroke. If you're over 65 and healthy, you're still 20% more likely to have a stroke.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
ridiculous.
Nuts.
And there's no reason for it anymore. I feel so strongly about this. So dumb. And I love getting an extra hour, but it really, you know, it's going to come back and get us. So I'd rather give it up. And we voted on this in California. People voted to end daylight savings time in California.
How'd that work for
you? They thought they did. And this is another one of those stupid, tricky propositions. So everybody goes out, votes on this thing, and they're like, well, why are we still observing daylight savings time? Why are we going back and forth? Well, all we voted on was giving giving the ability to Congress, or not Congress, the legislature in our state to decide if they want to end daylight savings time, and they haven't done anything. Like,
well, what's their reason for keeping
something
it?
Something non-political we all agree
right.
on. Like, let's
right.
do it. let's celebrate our little baby wins. Come on.
Jeez.
The American Academy of Sleep Medicine's Public Safety Committee is still calling, has been for a long time, an end to daylight savings time.
I feel as strongly about ending this as I do about abolishing Groundhog's Day. The two most ridiculous times of year.
Yeah. Well, I think you could... The thing about it is, go to bed. All the people that whine about losing in the spring, just go to bed an hour earlier. What's the big deal? I don't have...
Because it
that's
takes
not
your,
what bothers me.
I don't know. I've done that, and the whole week following... I just can't mm-hmm. get. I just can't catch up.
Well, everybody's circadian
out.
Rhythm
yeah.
is different, and so some people will be affected by it. Some will not. I'm not. I get in late at night from a flight from Los Angeles and go to bed for a couple hours, and I get up and do this program, and I sound normal. It just is how you catch up with it. There's another study.
I don't know when they've done a study on 100,000 people. This was in 2019, and they found that a higher risk of heart attacks. In the weeks following both the spring and the fall, like, this is a major health hazard. Why aren't more people talking about the health aspect of this? I mean, forget about traffic accidents and ER visits, which skyrocket in the spring after this, you know, after we make the change. But, like, I mean, the Department of Transportation is in charge of this. So, Mayor Pete, get on it. Like, get rid of this. Secretary
There's some new
Pete.
Research out today.
He's still Mayor Pete.
Doctor,
he's been promoted,
as far as I'm concerned. Right, yeah. Secretary Pete. There's new research out today from Northwestern University that Dr. Jack Stockwell will talk about here today and also over the weekend on the DJV Health Program that suggests if you have a 90-minute nap, it will boost your motor skills and memory by some crazy amount.
90 minutes?
Naps. Yeah, 90 minutes is the best thing. But any kind of
That's
a nap.
That's like the minimum I can nap. I can't do a 20-minute nap like people can. It's amazing.
Yeah, I do, 20, 30 minutes. Oof. Short naps help improve attention by letting sleepy areas of the brain recover. Now, this is good for people who drive. That's why I take it, because I don't want to be on a tractor in the afternoon on the farm and be groggy and sleepy. Nothing worse. For me... There's no worse feeling than being sleepy. I think it's very, ugh. It's just. It's
I don't a, know if you guys were part of like this mind meld I was in, but yesterday was terrible. I had someone sitting on my eyelids. Everybody that I know said they felt tired yesterday. I don't know what it was. Maybe the chocolate
it's
hangover.
It's an astrological. Yeah, there was. Well, there's that. Yes, there is all of that. That's part of All Saints Day, All Souls Day is today. The impact of Halloween. And what goes on, the energy, you know, people laugh at me when I talk about energy and how important it is. But there are the Zodiac Magic podcast that we're doing this week, the astrological side of it and the psychic side of it. If you listen to that, you certainly can at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. The idea of what happens as we get further and further into the fall reality. And the things that go along with it, how things slow down, the darkness, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on the end of the year. I mean, I'm usually the week of my birthday, and then you move into fall. This usually signals, and some of it's just mental and emotional, but I know that when my birthday comes around, I'm focused on things that I don't want to be focused on that are very negative. So you can slap me out of that if you want this week, if I happen to get there, ladies. All Souls Day today, tradition in Western Christianity, once again stolen from the pagans, and thank the early Catholics for that. A lot of people go to Mass. You go to Mass today, you're our resident Catholic, Jennifer. Matter of fact, yesterday yesterday was All Saints Day.
Yeah, no, I don't go to church today.
No, okay. All right, did you when you were younger?
No, I don't know, I don't think so.
Okay, well... Happy All Souls Day to those who want to celebrate. Check out Zodiac Magic, as I said, at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, wherever you get your podcast.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You ladies get the music that we're playing here in the background. You know this tune?
Let's see. Yes.
You know this tune. You do know this tune.
Why don't you, babe? Ooh. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Jen. All right. Very musical Tuesday.
Yes, it is. All right. It's time for the latest from J-Lo or Ben Flo or whatever it is.
Ben Flo. There you go. That's actually the best new one I think I've heard. Ben Flo.
Ben Flo. That's it. All right. They're at it. And interesting, the two Jens were together with the one Ben. It's two Jens and a Ben after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's get Jay and Mac into the front and center corner here. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay on her trending kick. And so I'm looking at this whole thing with Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez. How do the two of them get along?
Nicely. They both just seem like such good people, and they want to put their kids first. But Jen, J-Lo and Ben Affleck were out trick-or-treating with their sons, and Jennifer Garner was out trick-or-treating with some friends and their other kids. And they were all in the same neighborhood, so when they ran into each other, they hung out for a little bit and then kept on their way, kept trick-or-treating.
all of them together.
I mean,
yeah.
It has to be.
They are really cool exes, though. Like, Jennifer Garner, even though once she was separated from Ben, she still fought for him to get rehab, took him to rehab. She wants him to be an amazing man and father to their children. She roots for him. You can tell. You can just tell that she's a good person. J-Lo seems like she would be awesome to hang with.
Isn't this so weird for Jennifer Garner?
They were at the
Garner,
Huckleberry
though?
Cafe. That's a place I go all the time in Santa Monica. Oh, very cool.
Okay. I would think it's weird because they were together before she was with him. Yes.
And he kept selling the gifts from her.
Yeah, so he's engaged to Jennifer Lopez back in the early aughts and then leaves her and then makes that terrible Daredevil movie, falls in love with Jennifer Garner, marries her like a year later. And then they have this long marriage together, three kids, and then now he's back with the one before. I don't know. That would be weird. I think that would trip me up.
Yeah, I think it would be weird. And not that I know Jennifer Garner personally, but she does not seem like a petty person.
No.
And she's
not. But it would, you still have to question.
There would still be that little inkling that never kind of goes away.
Right? Like, maybe you were with me and I was a placeholder and the real love of your life was Jennifer Lopez all along. Like, I don't know. I would just, it would be a weird
situation. Well, she was the rebound.
Right,
he was
exactly.
The rebound. He married the rebound.
Yeah. Mm. Well, good for them that all the kids are fine.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. I think all of them together, it's just, it feels good. It feels mature. I think people that argue with their ex-spouses are immature. They find the reasons for the divorces half the time are immature. It's pretty selfish, actually, when you don't even have children. If you don't have children, it doesn't make any difference, really. But if you do have children, unless it's somebody you really have, I think I'm a great believer in once you love somebody, you don't ever, if you really love them, you don't stop loving them. You just don't. It's part of it. Whether you can make it, you make a different dimension out of it. It doesn't have to go both ways. It just kind of is what it is. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company has launched the Expecting Generation 1 campaign with its global brand ambassador, BTS, to raise awareness of the importance of carbon neutrality. The global campaign was launched earlier this month to reinforce Hyundai Motor's recent declaration to achieve net zero carbon in its products and global operations by 2045. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the polls open in a select few states across the nation, America is asked once again for the citizens to do their patriotic duty. The one race that is capturing the American people is the gubernatorial race in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe on Monday.
The main reason, folks, I'm running, I want to build the best education. I want every child to have a world-class education here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Republican Glenn Youngkin.
Parents will have choice in our public school system. We will not have a political philosophy in the classroom, and on day one, I will ban critical race theory from being in our schools.
Efforts to pressure Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, to express support for President Biden's massive spending bill prompted him to hold a press conference on Monday. The takeaway, don't rush the package and don't link it to the separate partisan infrastructure bill that has Republican support. Manchin says the Build Back Better bill is done with fuzzy math and will cost taxpayers double the advertised price. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Monday spelled out why he's not in support of the partisan social spending package. With zero Republican support, Mr. Manchin wants to know how this is going to be paid for, and the details need to be spelled out.
It's time our elected leaders in Washington, all of us, stop playing games with the needs of the American people and holding a critical infrastructure bill hostage. While there's opportunity in the reconciliation bill that we can all agree on, and we've been talking about this for months. Again, to be clear, I will not support the reconciliation legislation without knowing how the bill will impact our debt and our economy and our country. And we won't know that until we work through the text. For the sake of our country, I am urging all of my colleagues in the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's bipartisan, 69 votes. We worked on that for many, many months. As I've said before, holding that bill hostage is not going to work to get my support of what you want. It's what we should all agree on and work through the process. I'm open to supporting a final bill that helps move our country forward, but I am equally open to voting against a bill that hurts our country. And I've been very clear about that also. And most importantly, hurts every American. Let's work together, and I mean that. Let's all work together on getting a sensible reconciliation package, a package that really strengthens our nation and makes us better and leads the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and special appearances by Mac, who will be dropping in and out here as we move into another zone here, the admiration zone, as a matter of fact. I'm getting, from time to time, I get some bits and pieces from listeners that send, sometimes they've found me and my regular email, not through, well, some of it's through at DougSteffen.com, but there are always comments about Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, but the admiration they have for doing what they do, it is. It's admirable that you have and I think it may be for all of us, that we have the ability to actually communicate well in this circumstance, make our points, get things across, things to have people think about, and not be prejudicial much as possible. I think it's hard sometimes, especially when it comes to political stuff, to not be a little bit prejudicial. And I know that you both have. I feel it less with Jay, but it's okay because I know where she's coming from. I know where all of you are coming from. So when I bring up something like the climate change
weekend. That's kind of what some people are calling it in Glasgow. Is that how you pronounce it, Glasgow? Some people say Glasgow, but Glasgow. Glasgow. Anyway.
Are you saying anything different?
I don't know what I am. Glasgow. The climate...
Just say overseas. It's really much easier.
Right, yeah, it is. Yeah. Scotland.
And it sounds romantic.
Scotland. So the president's trying to rally more action at this summit. He elected to bring up the elephant in the room. That was when the United States withdrew from the Paris Accord when Trump was president. He went off into a moral leadership thing, which probably he could have done without. And I don't know why he had to apologize. Just say, okay, we're back in. And the old wounds don't get us anywhere, one way or the other, no matter
what your
beliefs
though,
are.
But when you want to be the leader of, you know, and it's like you're joining a new group, and which we are, essentially. We're joining this new group, and we're also trying to be the leader of the new group. I don't know. I feel like you have to have some context of, look, yeah. Well,
I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I don't have to agree.
I guess from my perspective, where I sit over here on the right side of the aisle, mm-hmm. leadership is fine, but I don't think he ever shows leadership. He seemed so weak. He seemed confused when he said, "I guess I don't know if I should do this. I probably should."
I think that's aging too.
I think this
continuing
over that.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I'm gonna apologize. And well,
no, his quote was, "I guess I shouldn't apologize," but he said,
"I know I don't."
His quote. His quote was, "I guess I shouldn't apologize, but I do apologize for the fact that the United States under the last administration pulled out of the Paris Accord. That kind of put us behind the eight ball a bit." So
it matters.
That's
it
not
matters
a jumble.
He fell asleep at the conference yesterday. I mean, the whole thing was like, it's just
he's older.
Faster. Well, okay,
so,
that's great.
You think
don't
that's better than Trump being in everybody's
like
face? I just think they're...
I think... Trump looks like, this is what I would say. You can say what you want about what Trump did or whatever. But if you look at these two men side by side and you ask people who is the one that is in charge of the country, people are going to say Trump. Biden's got somebody behind him who's telling him what to do. He's not going to make it through his term. He looks
that's
sad.
Not
true. I don't think that's a, that's, no, I don't think that's a statement.
It's just, it's truth. It's my truth. It's the
truth
that I see.
Okay,
and it's
too
bad. Because I don't want to ever feel like our country isn't, Obama wasn't like that. Look, I didn't like anything that
Obama was 50.
But Obama looked like he was in control. This guy does not.
I think it sounds like ageism to me. Anyway, you wouldn't
he
say your father.
He also blinked his eyes. Like, this whole falling asleep thing, he literally blinked his eyes, closed his eyes for a second, and opened them back up. The video
I do that all the time.
It's ridiculous. I don't know.
Okay, let's get back to the meat and potatoes. 100 countries, including Brazil, China, and the United States, pledging to end deforestation because that's critical to absorbing carbon dioxide. The way the photosynthetic process works, this has been a great educational tool. More people should know it because it ought to be taught in school and science class, whether it is or it isn't. It used to be. That's how I know what photosynthetic process is, what it is, and how it changes the reality as we go into fall and winter here when the trees are asleep. The process has to, we're dependent on other parts of the globe for the oxygen exchange. That's how the air and stuff gets around. The oxygen level in the states in the northern climes when there are no trees around during January and February is much lower than it is by 8 or 10 points than it is during the year, the part of the summertime when all the trees are out. So if you take those trees away permanently, it has an impact on how we live literally and how we breathe. And that's the selling point, which people, they all get into these political things. Shut up about that. Just tell people what happens when there aren't enough trees to exchange oxygen with carbon dioxide in the air. That's all.
Right.
The rest of it is all bunk.
As the beach dweller, I'm going to add on to that statement with how important the ocean is, because 50 to 80% of our oxygen comes from plankton that's in the ocean. So people don't even realize that, how important algae is and all the different plants
and
coral reefs. But with the more we warm the planet, they die off. Those species need to be in a certain temperature, and they're dying off. And so we're getting less oxygen from the oceans. We're doing it underwater and on land. We have to stop.
But what kind of throws a monkey wrench into this is their continuing focus on methane gas and blaming cattle.
Well, that's
and
because
sheep
that because that does warm the planet, though. But that's they're not. I don't think that they're approaching it the right way.
No.
Factory farms, yes, go
the
after
concentration
that.
Of animals on a dairy farm that has 5,000 cows in a let's say it's in a
small
a quarter
area, right?
Quarter of an acre.
Right.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
And nobody is dealing with that. What the Biden people ought to do is just eliminate. They ought to regulate. They love regulations. So regulate the big agribusinesses out of business. If you can do that without stepping, and you're going to step on the toes of big agribusiness and the money that they give to Congress, and so you're going to run up against a brick wall probably when it comes to that. You can huff and puff about it, and what they do in the Department of Agriculture is take advantage of the fact that the small farmer doesn't have the revenue, nor does he have the sustenance to fight with Uncle Sam, so they send the EPA and all these others into the small farmers, put them out of business, so it makes the big ag people be even bigger and stronger. It is a recipe for complete disaster. You talk about cutting the trees in the forest. Yep, that's one way to create a disaster. And getting rid of the family farmers and what they contribute is another. Surefire road to disaster.
Sure. And one other thing to add on to that is, you know, down in Brazil, where that president, when he got in, 2 years ago, he authorized the clearing of so much of the rainforest for beef cattle. That's what they're doing. So you're literally taking away the thing that gives us help and oxygen, and you're adding in the thing that is the worst thing you can add, factory farming and more beef cattle.
Has become a political thing, and it ought not to be. It's a reality. And because the good guys wear white hats and the bad guys wear black hats or whatever it is, the good guys are Democrats, bad guys are Republicans, whatever.
This is
money. It's money.
The funny thing is that Republicans always get demonized as people who don't like the planet. I don't know a person who doesn't like trees, who doesn't like clean air, who doesn't like taking into consideration personal responsibility.
You've got it, Jennifer. But the news media is so one-sided. When it comes to this sort of thing, the printed media especially.
I'll just use this example. There's not a lot of Republicans floating around Los Angeles in leadership. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
There's one guy on the city council who, parades around pretending to be, the Republican, and he's not even really a Republican. That's it in the leadership of Los Angeles. I am appalled by how liberal L.A. has been ripping down trees in order to widen freeways, in order to do all this stuff. It looks like a disaster around here. Where is the if it's Republicans that are so bad, why is it the Republicans who are pushing back saying, what are you doing to our city? It looks like it really does look like a third world country. There are no trees. Everything's been ripped down because they want to widen everything and create a cement jungle and grow the inner cities into the suburbs. So,
where's Joni Mitchell when we need her?
Yeah.
Who else knows that song besides me?
Oh, yeah, I know
get
that
it.
One.
All right.
It's just a lot of false labeling.
That song, I think, was revived by somebody, wasn't it, Phil? Wasn't that Joni Mitchell song?
Yes, Counting Crows covered that in the 90s, and it was a big hit for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you know the song, not because Joni Mitchell.
Well, no, I like Joni Mitchell, too, so I know both versions.
But she appeals to old men. Why would you want
Does she? I feel like women love Joni Mitchell. I don't really know a lot of straight dudes who like Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, women love Joni Mitchell. Yeah.
Why, is she gay? She hung around with Mick.
No, she's just singer-songrider, fun vibes, good vibes. Mm-hmm.
It's like Jewel has a large female following. Taylor Swift has a large female following. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Jewel's great. Okay. Subtropical storm Wanda wrapping up the hurricane season. whether the hurricane season knows this or not, it's supposed to go away the 1st of November.
I was going to say, does
she
run
out of letters anyway? So is that something that's caused where the storm's heavier this year because of global warming? Some people make that argument.
Well, this is the second time. Well, right. Climate change they've been saying, this is the second time we've gone through the entire alphabet. We've gone into the Greek letters, which now they're going to get rid of because they said it was too confusing. I agree with that. They should just start again with A. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got rid of all the Greek stuff. We already have enough with the Greek stuff with Delta and Gamma and all the other stuff with the variants of COVID.
Right.
We don't need that for storms, too.
You change the name of Delta Airlines to Gamma Ray Airlines or something like that. Right? Bring it home. All right, 45 past the hour. Speaking of bringing you home, these are the last days, and you can understand why, as today is All Souls Day, and we had All Saints Day at Halloween. The scary sale at Calatrin this is the offensive way, not offensive that we talk about this stuff, but the defense is a good offense, right? So if you start on Calatrin right now as we go into this season, Happy Halloween means candy galore. Candy, everybody's got candy around. And so that puts on pounds because of all the sugar. And then you get into the Thanksgiving season, although there may be a shortage of food, so maybe you won't get so much food in your belly on Thanksgiving Day. One way or another, we're going to be exposed to more eating, and your waistline goes in the wrong direction. So if you've had a good program and you've been successful losing weight, then keep it off with Calatrin. I think that's really the most important adjunct to talking about Calatrin. It's the way naturally to keep your weight in a safe zone. Go to toploss.com, order as many. You can buy three and get six free, as many as you want. That's the scary good sale. That's it. Buy three and you get three free. How about them apples? Calatrin also, using the DJV code, will ship your product to you without charge. So let's have some savings. Let's save ourselves by putting the weight problem in the right perspective. Lose it, keep it off the natural way. Calatrin's a product. Toploss.com is the website. When you check out, use the DJV code for lots of savings.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Those of you keeping track, the Braves have won 3 games, Astros 2. So we'll see where that goes. And Jennifer has an interesting thought about all of the focus on climate change when like 400 private jets show up at the event in Moscow. That says something about where their head really is and where their heart is, it seems to me. Right on.
It's not on the outside of their body.
No. Right.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour now. It's time for Tuesday Tech Talk. See what I'm doing there, Victoria?
I like
Tuesday.
It. I'm down with alliteration.
I know you are. Okay, well, you're also down with info here on what's going on in terms of technology that affects all of us. The social media world seems not to be too happy with Apple. Why is that?
Yeah, they're furious, according to a new Financial Times report. They found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube collectively lost just under $10 billion in revenue since Apple's changes to its privacy practices. This is something, if you're on the fence, and if data privacy is important to you, which it should be important to everyone, but if it really is important to you, and you've been on the fence of, like, maybe staying with an Android or switching over to an iPhone, this should really convince you to go to the iPhone. I mean, way, way more people use Android than iPhone. But what Apple did last year was they announced the App Tracking Transparency, and so it's ATT is what they call it. It's a policy that requires apps to ask you for your own permission to track your data. Well, who's going to say yes to that, right? Someone says, hey, Doug, can we follow you around everywhere you go on your iPhone? You're going to go, no, thank you. Right.
No.
Well, everybody opts out. Mm-hmm. And so this policy went into effect this past April, as in April 2021. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Doug, when you use your iPhone, as soon as you go onto a certain app, it will say, you know, will you, you know, do you want to allow for tracking or ask them not to track me? And you have two options.
I always say no.
Of course, everyone does. And that's resulted in a $10 billion loss in revenue. It just shows you how much your data is worth to online, to social media platforms especially. Mm-hmm. And so Facebook lost the most money out of all of these, which also tells you how Facebook is so shady, and that's how they make their money.
Right.
And so Facebook criticized this move so much so that they took out a full-page newspaper ad. And so now we know why they were angry, because thanks to this Financial Times report, we know that the leaders of Facebook were obviously very frustrated with this loss in revenue. And so other social media sites like Snap, they fared the worst as percentage of its business, because their advertising is tied to smartphones, which makes sense because they don't have a desktop app. Everything is just on the phone. Some of the other platforms that were in that, like I said, Facebook was the worst. They hit the biggest bill. And now the problem is Apple's new policy is forcing all these social media platforms and apps to get more creative with their advertising. But the good thing is, if you're an iPhone user, you will probably have about a year of reprieve before they can do, you know, shady, sneaky stuff, because it will take about a year to build a whole new infrastructure to basically come at you and to steal your data. So it just means, you know, look, they're going to focus more on Android devices. And if you are an Android user, you probably already noticed an uptick in all of these apps tracking you, and that's not going to go away anytime soon unless all of the Android companies together say, all right, we're going to do what Apple's doing. But Apple has always prided itself on data privacy, and so this is kind of, they put their money where their mouth is, and it worked.
Yeah. All right, so that's something to be aware of, right? The word of the wise is sufficient. Snapchat has a new deal. We'll talk about that after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, so what's Snapchat's new deal?
Snapchat has a new deal with NBC Universal that will bring audio from The Office, Bridesmaids, Parks and Rec, Saturday Night Live, and other shows. Users can now add the audio clips to their snaps, just like TikTok, and then send them to their friends. Anyone who receives one of these snaps with audio from NBC can actually tap on the title, and then it will tell you how to watch the show or the movie. And so in October of last year, Snapchat signed deals with Warner Music Group and Universal Music and a couple other smaller labels, allowing you to legally add music to your snaps. And so now, in addition to paying users for creating the most popular spotlight clips, Snapchat is also enticing creators by adding challenges that reward users who apply select lenses and participate in certain activities. So they're kind of making it a little bit more fun and more inclusive. Snapchat's move is trying to catch up to TikTok. TikTok has 1 billion users, and Snapchat has 293 million. They got a ways to go.
You do. Yep, that would seem so. Hi, Victoria. Thank you for the great report. 15.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.